I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
This is the podcast that nobody cares about. No. Full of news that nobody gives a crap about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. And now, here's your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Tuesday and all that. And a bag of chips, maybe. Or a box of donuts.
Box of donuts.
Box of donuts. We always talk about donuts here on the Big Boss Show, and I think that's leading our listeners to think that we're unhealthy. Would you characterize us as being unhealthy?
No.
Not that we've gotten any complaints about, you know, being unhealthy.
We may talk about donuts a lot. It doesn't mean we eat a lot of donuts.
We would if we could, though.
Maybe.
No maybes about it. You know better.
Okay,
if
we probably would.
If somebody came in here with a chocolate bar and a cream-filled eclair for you, you'd be going like, oh, it's possible.
It'd already be gone.
All right,
but just because we talk about it doesn't mean we're doing it. We're dreamers.
I kind of remember saying something like that when I was 16. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
You might remember we reported that Justin Bieber was threatening to shut down his Instagram account yesterday.
Please say it's true.
It's true. At least for today. He got some hateful comments over photos of him and his 17-year-old jailbait girlfriend, Sophia Richie.
Yep.
And Selena commented that if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend. It should be special between you two. Don't be mad at your fans. They love you.
God. Selena. And Selena chimed in. Oh,
Justin,
I thought
fired
that was
back.
Done.
I know. Justin fired back with a comment that accused her of using his celebrity status for her own gain.
Ooh.
Rest in peace, Justin's Instagram, because he deleted his account.
I think that they are still in love.
I don't know if he is.
I think he is, too. Yeah, because, I mean, they've done a video together.
Well, she
accused
him of cheating on the first
What do you do when you break up with somebody? This is in today's world. You delete them from your social media accounts so they can't post. You unfollow them, you delete them, you block them, you do all that stuff. So, methinks that the two of them are still kind of palsing around. Maybe they're ex-friends with benefits. I don't know. All I can say is thank the maker that we have been spared more half-naked selfies of Justin and his tats on social media.
He'll be back. He can't stand it. It's a marketing tool for him. He can't. His marketing guys will probably say, look, little boy, put it back up. Get it up. Get it up, little boy.
Get it up. Billy Bob Thornton is coming forward and confirming that he and Amber Heard never had an affair. And, of course, that's totally believable, of course, because he said it. Amber's estranged hubby, Johnny Depp, accused her of having an affair with the 61-year-old actor while they were on a movie shoot together back in 2013. In fact, reports are coming out that Johnny actually cut part of his fingertip so that he could write on their mirror in his own blood about the alleged affair. Just one more bizarre thing that's happening over in Camp Depp. Yesterday, TMZ released a video that Amber actually shot of Johnny while he was having a meltdown at their house. He breaking wine glasses, he broke a bottle of wine, he was screaming and cussing at her, yelling and the whole bit. And then he realized she was taping it, and then he yelled at her to turn it off. But
sources say, too, that she was instigating him before she turned the camera on.
And that it was edited.
Yeah.
And that it's inadmissible.
Yeah.
But all this is happening while they're getting ready to air everything in their nasty divorce proceedings, the depositions and all that stuff. So this ain't over yet. No, sorry, Bob. This ain't over yet. Just stay tuned. Yes, sorry, Billy Bob. This ain't over yet.
Yes, sorry, Billy Bob. Well, just in time for Madonna's 58th birthday. She's only 58. I thought she was
only 58.
In her 60s.
No. She's just a couple years older than me. Well, 1 year older than me.
You know, I was a Madonna fan way back.
I think everybody was because, you know, she sold a buttload of records.
How did she get to be the Madonna? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because I'm really a Madonna
fan. Holiday. What was the other song? Borderline?
Well, Like a Virgin. I like that one.
Actually, I like a Virgin, too. Yeah.
That was
we should
it.
Play that. We should play it. Not.
No.
Not. Not.
So, a former lover.
So, today's her birthday. I just said that about an hour ago, that it was Madonna's 58th birthday. Happy birthday, Madonna. We know you listen to this station.
Yeah.
Sure.
A former lover is about to release a short film from the late 70s. While he and the soon-to-be material girl were dating.
Ah. This is interesting.
This is back when they were kids. Why?
Well,
why do this?
You know, to get your 15 minutes. He wants his 15 minutes.
But he waited long enough to do it because now he's old, too. This 20-minute film. Anyway. 20-minute film is going to include private tapes of bedroom talk that Madge made while on the sack with him, we're told, as well as the love letters that she wrote him.
Aww.
The film's going to feature reenactments.
Reenactments?
Of their relationship.
Oh, I hope they don't have any weird stuff.
Reenactments.
While he's taping her in bed. Her bedroom
Ross
talk.
Geller. Reenactments of Ross their Geller. Relationship.
We were on a break!
Reenactments of their relationship, as well as interviews from those days, perhaps the oddest intimate film we've heard of.
I don't think this is an X-rated film. I don't think this is a bedroom talk in terms of them. It doesn't sound like it anyway, in terms of them like having an all-out sex tape or anything like that. I think this is really sharing what her hopes and dreams were and that kind of thing, and they would talk. They would talk mostly in bed, so it's probably the only place you could record her back in 1979. You know, in 1979, to record anybody, you had to have this big wall and sack reel-to-reel thing. I think we got one back here in the corner of the radio station. We didn't have these phones or anything like we have now.
Tape recorder?
1979, they did have tape recorders, but they were huge. They were huge. Unless you had a recording Walkman. Oh, that's probably what it was.
Did they have Walkmans in the 70s?
They did have Walkmans in the 70s. Maybe not.
No, they had tapes.
Oh, that's right. So maybe he had a condenser mic on his 8-track tape boombox, which would have been the size of a dresser in 1979.
I had a little portable
hard
one.
Hard to hide that one. Hey, you know, if you're Billy Bush, you're the outcast on the Today Show click. Why should Matt Lauer and company cozy up to Billy? Because, you know, as we know, he is the heir apparent to Matt Lauer. But anyway, while in Rio, the team is not hanging out together. No. And after seeing Anchorman, I would have thought they all would have hung out together.
I thought that's how it really was.
You know, the award-winning action news team would all be there together. You know,
I thought that
backing
was
each other up, fighting off the cameo appearances in the park at the end of the movie. Anyway, Billy is spending his spare time not with the Today Show team, but with his Access Hollywood team. All right, team two. I got it. He's having the last laugh as he scored an exclusive interview with USA Olympian Ryan Lochte after he was robbed at gunpoint Sunday morning.
Okay.
Brian bumped into Ryan Sunday morning in Rio before anybody else had reported on the robbery, and he was the first to get Ryan's interview and to get the story on the air. Ha ha!
Well,
scoop!
Then.
Score one for Billy, 0 for Matt Lauer.
And his gang.
And his gang over there.
Miscreants.
Miscreants today. Does anybody watch the Today Show anymore? I think
Does
there's
anybody
more.
Anybody watch any of them?
We don't watch any of the morning shows because we're here.
That's true.
And we don't have a TV in here.
Back in the day, you know, I would watch GMA or Today. Usually GMA when Joan London was on. And it was usually newsy
stuff. You're really dating yourself when you say Joan London. I just want to point that out.
I'm 51.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up for us today. We will post this over on our podcast website, thewhocaresnews.com, so that you can enjoy this and listen to
in
it over
perpetuity.
And over again. Well, until we, you know, run out of space on the server.
Until we take it off.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Monday through Fridays. And check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Van Camp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm Justin Bieber.